Anyone around Seattle can probably tell you affordable housing is tough to find. People who help new refugees get settled here see this firsthand every day, and they say the situation is desperate. Many are looking for creative ways to fill the gap, including something that sounds like Airbnb for refugees. It's moving day. Three Iranian men lug a flowery couch up some apartment steps in Kent. Cordelia Revels holds the door. She's a caseworker with Jewish Family Services, and she's helped many new refugees find housing in this area.
Six of these apartment complexes we have families in. Not all of them are currently accepting new families.
Kent has been a hotspot for refugee housing for several years. It's close to services, and Revels could find plenty of apartments here at decent prices until this past year.
Finding housing is definitely the most stressful part of my job, just because, it's essential that they have somewhere to stay right away.
She snagged this one-bedroom unit for $865 a month, including utilities.
Which is a great deal in this area.
Revels points toward a freshly painted complex across the street. She used to place a lot of refugees there, too. Then new management took over, raised rents, and stopped accepting her clients.
Typically, if I approach a new landlord about the possibility of renting to a recently arrived family, they will balk at the lack of income, the lack of employment, lack of rental history. Yeah, most of the time you hear no.
Landlords can afford to be choosy. Demand is up as high rents near Seattle push more people to suburbs like this one. And real estate data backs up Revel's experience. Apartment vacancies in Kent have dried up in recent years while prices climb upwards. When Revel strikes out, her clients sometimes crash at hotels, but that's an expensive last resort. So she searches for new housing options farther south, toward Tacoma, and new strategies. Other resettlement agencies are doing the same.
My name is Meda.
Meda.
Yeah, Usmi Meda.
Meda. My name is
Sambatu.
Medard Geta is a manager with World Relief, another resettlement agency. We're visiting an upscale home in Burien.
David. David, Liz, nice to meet you.
This is a host home where the owner offers a free landing pad for new refugees. The current guests are from Eritrea, a family of nine. They seem at home in the kitchen, cooking a pot of lentils.
Arabic mullah.
Arabic mullah.
World Relief has increasingly turned to host homes during this housing crunch, partly because the search for a permanent spot just takes longer. This Eritrean family doesn't know it yet, but it will take more than 2 months to find them an apartment.
It's like a misery right now, seeing people coming through and not being able to have a place to stay. It's a very desperate situation. We don't know when this will stop, and that's why we really need to get people involved in this process.
Geta wants to take this host home concept to a new level and bring in homeowners who can offer a room or backyard apartment for longer-term rentals, not just for free. That would give his clients their first home here and also a valuable rental history many traditional landlords require. The idea is still in the early stages, so for now, World Relief and other agencies recruit for more host homes any way they can, at churches or community meetings.
I called after you called.
And they hope to find more people like Carlene Kennedy. She's hosted refugees in this home since 1975.
So we've had people from Eastern Europe, South Asia, Somalia, Congo.
Her face is beaming as she reflects on the experience.
I just feel this is God's calling on my life. It just is. That's been confirmed to me so many times in so many different ways.
And Kennedy has this message for any potential host.
I would have to encourage people who have children and have really busy schedules to know that they can work this in.
We gather around the kitchen table. Right. Kennedy holds up flashcards.
Ice cream.
This is the classroom for now. The kids won't enroll in school until they know where they're going to be living. Their mother, Simba too, plays along while a toddler sleeps on her lap. Later, I ask why her family left Eritrea. Geta interprets. It's clear her response perplexes him. Simba too doesn't really explain why the family fled home. but instead about what happened next.
33 years in the refugee camp in Sudan.
33 years in a refugee camp. All 7 children were born there. Sembatu says she's glad for this new start.
Thankful that they are now in America, in a safe place.
Okay.
And being here, she says what surprised her most is a woman sitting across the table, her host mom.
That she is very open and like welcoming and so good to them.
In time, Sembetu's family moved to a 4-bedroom apartment in a suburb of Tacoma. Their rent is close to $1,500 a month. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.